Okay, I'm going to read from Matthew 27, verse 45 to 56. Feel free to take a seat. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came all over the land. And about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and wept into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women who were there, watching from a distance, they had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons.
Jesus once, once said, "I am the resurrection and the life." He said it to Martha when her brother Lazarus lay dead in the tomb. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then he said, "Do you believe this?" He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever believes in me will never die." Some crazy things Jesus said, that he was making some big claims. What on earth was he going on about? What does that mean? I want to just spend a very brief moment talking about kind of the life and the death of death itself. And we're talking in this little thing we've been talking about, because he lives, saying this morning, because he lives, death is dead. Because he lives, death is dead. We're going to look at the life and death of dead, of the life and death of death itself. Going to really, and I will be brief, but I'm going to essentially tell the story of the history of the universe and the history of the Bible. But I know you don't believe me. I will be brief. I'm going to need some help. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but we'll see how it goes. So this is the story. In the beginning, God. God is the only one who was there. He is without origin. God in himself, in beautiful Trinitarian relationship, fully content and full of joy in himself. That was in the beginning, God. And then God spoke into creation everything. Everything God created, and including, and really the pinnacle of his creation was humanity. And Johnny, you can come and represent humanity. Johnny is humanity. Yeah, well done. You're doing really, yeah. He likes to think of himself as the pinnacle. So that's fine. So you're alive, you're happy. We're in the garden. God, I'll be God, because, you know, it's easiest. In the garden, and beautiful relationship and contentment and joy. And there, God told them, actually, can you chuck that apple? Can you chuck the apple to me? God said, in this garden, there's an apple down there, or it's just a fruit, call it whatever you want. And this can be, this is the tree. Okay? clearly. You don't have to use your imagination too much. That's a tree. And God said to humanity, enjoy life. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which probably looked like that. Believe me, if you do, you'll die. Don't eat that fruit. If you do, you'll die. Because at this point, death is not alive. There is no death. There's nothing there. And as long as humanity believed God, there would never be death. Death would never come. But then a serpent came. He's going to meet my eye. Where's Kim gone? Come on. You've actually got a line, serpent, okay? And a performing arts degree alongside that. This is your line. And the serpent came and spoke to humanity and said to humanity, shout loud.
Do you want my man to hiss at the same time?
Well, you can embrace the role as much as you want. At this point, I don't think you're on your belly, but you can get there if you want. That's fine. Now, did God say that? No. He didn't say you can't eat from any tree. He said don't eat from that tree.
You will not certainly die, the snake said to the woman. But God knows that when you eat with your eye,
embrace the role. Come on, take a minute.
I've done it already.
Yes. So it's about humanity believed. It's about what... Did they believe God or humanity? Mike Norris, I need you to remember that it is about who they believed. Remember that. It's about who the humanity, Adam and Eve, believed in the garden. And who did they believe in the end? They believed the serpent. And you can... have a little bite of the fruit, which is ill-advised, but you did it anyway.
Am I eating?
I mean, embrace the role. It's just an apple, mate. I haven't done anything to it. It's not Snow White. This is the Bible. Now, what was the result of eating the apple? What came alive? And who died? So now you're dead. Death entered... You'll be there a few minutes, so get comfy. But you don't really move. Death came, and now death is alive. Where's Andy? Where's he hiding? Come on, death. I'll choose someone. Oh, no, I won't make a bad joke. Death came alive. You can look alive and look a bit cocky. Death is alive for the first time. Death has come to life. Yeah, fine. Enjoy it. When death was born, humanity died. The Bible is clear that the curse or the wages of sin is death. When you sin, when you refuse to believe God, death enters in. Because we sin, we die. Carol, can you remember that? Because we sin, we die. That's the curse of sin. The curse of death has come. Both physically, Adam and Eve died because of their sin, and only because of it. And also, spiritually, that they had spiritual death in a new way. Serpent, you can actually sit down now, thanks. Your power is exercised through death. So you are represented through death here. Humanity is dead and cannot wake itself up. Can't be woken up by anyone else. Can't. I'm half tempted to ask everyone to jump and see if they can wake him up, but I won't. He's dead. No one can wake him up. Can you do a bit of a better job of being dead? That This is the moment before Jesus. This is the state of the world. Death is alive. Humanity is dead in their sin as a result of the curse. This is, we're mucking about, but it's really tragic. It is hopeless, genuinely without hope. This is us on our own before Easter, dead in our sin. And then Jesus comes and lives a perfect life. Come on, Steve. You can be Jesus. Jesus comes. This is God himself, the representation of God. He is born. This is not the beginning of him. This is his birth into creation. And he comes and says stuff like I read from John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, will live. He says huge things, and he lives a perfect life. He is sinless. He doesn't rebel. He does believe God perfectly. What did I ask you to remember? Because we sin, we die. That's why we die. Jesus came and lived sinless, without sin. So no sin should mean no death. But it is Good Friday today, and we know that wasn't the outcome. The sinless one bore the curse of sin. It says he made him who knew no sin to be sin. He became a curse. It's talking about Jesus, and then Jesus died. You're going to have to die. Sorry. You could do it dramatically. Yeah, thank you. Watch those knees. Watch those knees. In this moment, as Kim read, the natural order of the world is out of whack. It's the middle of the day, and yet darkness has descended. The rocks are split open. Things that shouldn't normally happen in the natural order are happening. There's earthquakes going on. He was taking our sin on himself. So it was, we sin, we die. And in this moment, it's now we sin and he dies. It's a strange moment. This is Good Friday. It's a dark moment. Jesus, God himself, the sinless one, is dead. It's a strange time. Humanity is dead in sin. Humanity is still dead, and Jesus is dead, and death is alive, the sinless one. There's a somberness about this day, Good Friday. It's a strange moment where death is alive and both Jesus and humanity are dead. But because Jesus is dead, there's a sense in which the serpent thinks, well, he thinks he's won. This is better than I ever thought. If you've seen The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe or read it, and the moment of the white witch thinks, that's it, this is better than I could ever have dreamed, and yet Easter Sunday comes and Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Now, because Jesus is alive, who has lost their power and is effectively dead? Death is dead. Death dies because Jesus lives. Death is now dead. Now, in one sense, death is not strictly totally dead yet, although it will be. And you're effectively dead. You are right to have your foot on him because his power is dead. He has no authority anymore. It says in the Bible, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Because death is dead, there is life available for humanity. What did I ask you to remember, Mike? It's about who they believed. Life is possible now for humanity. It's about who we believe. We must believe Jesus and not the serpent and find life in Jesus. Now it is Jesus' words, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he asks, do you believe this? And he says, because I live, you also will live. Humanity can now live again in Christ. This is an amazing moment. Everyone is alive in Christ. You can all sit down. Thank you. Go on, let's give them all a good clap. That is an amazing moment. We are now alive in Christ. Where we could have no life, we can now live again in Him. We're going to take a communion together in a moment and really remember what Jesus has done. I'm going to read from what He said. The night before Jesus died, they were having Passover meal to Him with His disciples. And He says this, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, like something else that was about to break, and gave it to His disciples and saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I'll not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. It says, when they'd sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. We're going to take communion. There's grape juice to represent the wine, to represent the blood poured out for us, and bread, and we're going to sing. And parents, feel free to kind of make your own call on how you do this with your children. Feel free, if you feel appropriate, to, by your faith, engage them in this moment where we remember what Jesus did on Good Friday, where His body broken for us. He was separated from God. He became sin. He became a curse for us, and where His blood was poured out for us. We're going to, the band are going to play, and we're going to kind of sing while we do this, but let's just do this. And it, you know, there's both a somberness and a joy in this moment. So why don't we all stand? I'm going to pray, and then just there's tables either side. There's gluten-free bread available. If you just, when you're ready, kind of grab it and then bring it back and maybe do it with some family. Let's enjoy this moment. I'm going to pray. Do pray with me. King Jesus, we worship you. We rejoice at your mercy over us. We were the ones who should die. We are the ones who should die. We are the sinners. We're those who rejected God, who didn't believe God. But Jesus, you perfectly believe and submitted to the Father. In the ultimate act of love, the ultimate act of humility, the ultimate act of obedience, Jesus, you went to the cross for us. We worship you. We thank you for your body broken for us. We thank you for your blood poured out for us. We rejoice that you would do that for us. And we know today is Friday. Just around the corner is Sunday. And we know now you are alive. Death is dead. Because he lives, death is dead. We are alive in Christ. We say this morning, we believe you. We believe you are the resurrection and the life. We believe that when we believe in you, even though we die, we will live. Have life eternal in Christ. And we pray that your gospel would go forth from this place and many would come to believe in your great love. Amen. Amen. Let's sing. As you're ready, come and engage in communion. Let's do this together and let's worship.